Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so the video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, would you let them in if they showed up at your door? I wouldn't, because they would either try and rob me or lecture me on how I'm oppressing them. The most I could do is take the pizza and close the door. If you did let them in, they'd probably take your organs and transport them out in a pizza box. Just ask Keanu Reeves how things turned out when he let two hot women into his place. Rumor has it he's still buried up to his neck. It's a trap. Moving on, what is it with women that look like potatoes and hairy frogs calling guys incels these days? But then again, women that look like this probably still get way more action than men that are sevens and eights. So maybe they are justified calling guys incels. And the really scary thing is that they're both wearing makeup in those pictures. Imagine what they look like without it. But they still have vaginas, so someone will smash. Number three, this fine African-American couple were arrested throwing a kitten around like a frisbee on a Florida beach, demanding $1,000 to stop. Now that they've got a record, there goes their future careers as rocket scientists and engineers. I'm glad the cat survived and found a great home. I would call them animals, but even animals don't do stuff like this. If I ever adopted that cat, I would name it Frisbee, and if I rescued it, it would bond with me for life and be very grateful. Up next, sometimes it's better to sleep than to talk. Trump is trying to talk the markets into a crash so that the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, and so that America refinances trillions of dollars worth of debt this year. If it fails, America could be plunged into an economic debt spiral. I hope you have your money in hard assets like gold and Bitcoin. It doesn't mean they won't go down, but if there is hyperinflation, those things will survive. Number 5, this aspiring doctor graduated from throwing kittens to throwing 5-year-olds off of 40-foot balconies at the Mall of America. This so-called stranger deserves the death penalty, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up starting a GoFundMe campaign and getting $1 million for ending a 5-year-old boy. Considering that this happened in Minnesota, the kid's father is probably apologizing to this stranger because he was being oppressed like George Floyd. Moving on, here's a rare photo of the Kardashians holding up white balls for the first time. At this point, they're just walking, talking coal furnaces. But if they were born with flat chests and tiny behinds, then no one would care about them. Here's the difference between what Kim Kardashian uses to wipe her behind versus everybody else. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the ones that gave Kris Jenner gender dysphoria. I don't know why people even watch them. Number 7 is another crazy case in Florida, with this woman being arrested after her 2-year-old was found high on meth. Looks to me like she needs to be sent to El Salvador and the father needs to receive full custody of that kid. It's always Florida. Why do these things keep happening in Florida? I'm sure that there are tons of simps out there seeing this saying to themselves, I can fix her. Up next, women are using the 666 rule to find the perfect man. But is it hurting their chances of finding love? Of course it is. The female delusion calculator shows that only 0.5% of all men fit that criteria of being single, a normal weight making 100K or more. 6 feet tall with a minimum 6-inch schwing schwang. Looks to me like the New York Post finally discovered the red pill ideology from around 2009. 120 million women are competing for the same 500 college trust fund guys. Number 9, imagine you wake up and it's 1985, and the last 40 years were just a dream. What's the first thing that you're going to do? First, I deal with the boredom, and then get a paper route, and start savings money so I can invest in Amazon and Apple stock 15 years later. Also Microsoft stock. I'd also be buying carded Joe figures, Thundercats, and Star Wars figures in the clearance bin. I was buying them in the late 80s anyway, and still have them. I would just be buying hundreds more. Moving on, modern women don't deserve marriage. Prove me wrong. You can't, because they just want indentured servants. Women are attracted to strong males, but they turn the strong males into weak men and conquer them. Modern women also only want weddings, and they don't actually want to be wives. And what the hell is going on with her lips? It either looks like she was stung by a bee, or there are a couple of orange slices on her face. Number 11, if you look better as a drug addict than a vegan, then nature is trying to tell you something. He went from Iron Man to looking like Iron Deficiency Man. As a drug addict, he looks like a serial killer. But as a vegan, he looks like a lesbian woman. He's married, and I bet you that it was his wife's idea that he become that vegan in the first place. Paul Rudd is 4 years younger than Downey, and he eats salmon, salads, and eggs. Basically the same diet that I do, and he looks great. Up next, Klaus Schwab resigned. At first, I thought this is a nothing burger and that someone should just wake me up when George Soros dies. Meanwhile, the new CEO of the World Economic Forum looks even worse. He looks like a James Bond villain that wants to make us all die from thirst. Where's James Bond to put an end to all this madness when you really need him? And the same week that Schwab resigns, the Pope also dies. I'm waiting patiently for Soros. Number 13 Lurkboy says that straight people are using the term partner more and more, and he doesn't like it. Men are using the term partner because marriage is a scam, and women are using it because the title of wife comes with actual responsibilities. I don't know about you, but when I hear people using the terms my wife or my husband, it kind of makes me cringe. Like they're trying to label their partner as more than they really are. Relationships, regardless of what label you want to give them, are annoying. Moving on, and speaking of marriage, what do both of these two have in common? If you remove either of their rings, your house is gone, as well as your kids in retirement. But at least you can throw one of them away very quickly and save your stuff. Also, the grenade has a self-remove ring. The wife, on the other hand, will remove her ring herself. Also, look on the bright side. That grenade isn't going to falsely accuse you of anything. Number 15, here are female video game characters from different countries. I don't know about you, but I think that East Asian countries do white female characters much better than Western ones. Think about it. It's almost as if Asians like and respect white people more than white people like and respect themselves. Japan can't afford to lose money making games, unlike Western companies funded by DEI hedge funds. Up next, Bonnie Blue is branded as vile because she took a barely legal girl to a group sex stunt. What's the problem? Barely legal is still legal. Is that the girl that took too much during the backdoor challenge and now has to wear adult diapers for life? The most outrageous thing about Bonnie Blue is that she's only 25 years old. She looks like she's pushing 50. With the number of men she's been with, her eyes look empty. Like she has no soul because she overused her hole. Number 17, Andrew here says that incels need dating coaches to help them reintegrate into society and move out of the manosphere. Would you look at this? So now they move from insulting and shaming young red and black-pilled guys to trying to make them blue-pilled again. The PUA dating roaches will probably be salivating at this idea that the state could start paying them to teach young incel men game. But it's not about game. It's about women having super high expectations that the majority of men will never live up to. Moving on, anyone who's ever lived with a woman knows what it looks like when she's not wearing any fake-up, which is most of the time when she's around you. Number 1 is trans makeup. Number 2 is hooker makeup. Number 3 is regular makeup, and number 4 is the result of messing up your skin by always wearing makeup. As for this look, it's literally clown makeup. All she needs is a big red nose, a wig, and those giant shoes. Number 19, this struggling single mother was forced to use a food bank after her 2-week-long Cyprus holiday, and she reveals how a pizza delivery guy gave her a free meal and cash after her daughter secretly ordered a pizza. So she's broke, yet she still likes to go out on expensive holidays. Imagine going for a 2-week holiday abroad while struggling to feed your kids. Absolutely disgusting. All that and men still help her. Women truly do live life on easy mode. Up next, Lizzo wears a tiny red bikini during her Brazilian vacation. And someone says this looks like the worst thing that's ever happened to beaches since Day-Day. Is there a new definition for tiny that I didn't know about? In other news, an Olympic-sized red pool cover has gone missing. I don't know about you, but I think that bikinis need to have a weight limit. When she was there, it probably smelled like low tide, but it was actually high tide. Number 21, the black pillars out there want to remind everyone that only a few millimeters of skin here and there and bone on your face can change your life. This dude on the left needs hair and chin implants. He could also grow a beard to hide his shame. Women will look at these two pictures and think to themselves that the only difference is that the guy on the right looks more confident. But incels will say that the guy on the left is loyal and kind, two things that women care about the least. Moving on, these two women at a hockey game brought this sign that says they wish they got 2 minutes for a hooking. They look like they're ovulating and they want one of those 6 feet tall, fit, millionaire hockey players to take them home. Women used to go to sporting games to pick up rich male fans, and now they're trying to pick up the players. Number 23, many Indians think that Indians are the best, yet many of them don't want to live in India. If Indians are so good, then why is India so bad? Could it be because the average IQ in the country is only 76 or 77? But recent IQ stats apparently show that India's average is now 99. But there are too many cow patties in the middle of the streets in their cities for that to be true. Many minorities claim that they're the best, but they still choose to live in the West. Up next, this obese woman with six lovers orders five of her lovers to abduct and torture the sixth one, who displeased her. What new level of cuckoldry is this? By the looks of these guys, maybe they should have abducted a barber instead. Then again, that would probably turn her off because she certainly has a type. Charles Manson or the Mound Man. But seriously, I see six men in this picture. Where's the woman? Number 25 and the last one, here is this woman's extreme tattoo and piercing makeover transformation in only 4 years. Slowly but surely, I'm getting convinced that demon possession is a real thing. The tattoos are one thing, but what the hell did she do to her nose and eyes? She went from being beautiful to looking like some sort of demonic beast. And there are probably armies of simps trying to spawn up her hellhole. I don't know about you, but I see the same energy with this one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.